beer.
It's the show on KJZZ with Mark Brody. I'm Steve Goldstein. Millions of Americans and thousands of Arizonans drink beer, savoring a cold mug of brew on a sizzling afternoon. I'm not one of them, but my colleague Nick Blumberg is, so he and I went together to talk to Ed Sipos, author of the new book Brewing Arizona, A History of Beer in the State.
We are at the Four Peaks Brewing Facility on Wilson Street. This is our main production facility.
When we think about beer in Arizona, it's a long history. I don't know if people would have thought it had such a long history. Is there something that makes brewing in Arizona stand out?
We are in an arid climate, and historically, some of the breweries that started out, they had a lot of challenges that they had to face. The principal was a lack of water, and also
that's
the
a big
water
surprise
was,
in Arizona.
And, exactly, and also the water that was found was high in alkaline, so it wasn't the best suited for brewing beer. But they did, and brewing methods, mostly back in the 1860s and 1870s, were very crude. And so they had to suffice with materials that they had in hand and make the best of what they can do.
So why was there only one brewery for such a long time?
This was after Prohibition. In 1933, that's when Prohibition, National Prohibition, was repealed. And there was a number of breweries that did attempt, for whatever reason, financial or otherwise, most of them fell through. The only one to make it financially successful was the Arizona Brewing Company in Phoenix. Initially, it did have some problems. It faced some different owners, but in 1943, there was one owner, Joe Lancer Sr. He took over and made the brewery a success and continued from there on out.
Who are some of the leaders in beer in Arizona right now?
Well, Four Peaks definitely is one of the leaders. Santan Brewing Company is another. Grand Canyon Brewing Company, but there's a lot of breweries that are up and coming. Dragoon in Tucson's doing an excellent job. Also, Mud Shark in Lake Havasu, and there's others. I mean, everybody is, a lot of these breweries work together, and they're all helping each other out and succeeding, and a lot of them are brewing better and better beers.
When you look at, you know, over the past 20 years, say, the upswing in craft breweries and microbreweries, has Arizona been right along with that trend? Has there been any lag in terms of the development of some more, you know, specialty beers, more higher quality beers?
Arizona, the first craft breweries opened in 1988, and they've grown since. There was a time in the late 1990s where there was a shakeout period. A lot of the breweries that were either brewing lesser quality beers didn't have quite of a focus on what they were doing, or even some guys that got into the business because they thought they could make a quick buck, they closed. And the breweries that were left were mostly the guys that were focused on brewing quality beers. And I think today you'll see more and more that any brewery that's going to open is going to have to realize that the strong point is to brew quality beers. And that makes the whole industry, I think, a lot stronger too. Mostly when you're dealing with people that are getting into beer that may not be familiar with craft beer yet. The last thing you want to do is send somebody or give them a beer that just isn't quite right, because that might turn them off.
I mean, I would think Arizona, whether it's true or not, kind of gets bagged on for not being quite as cultured a place as, you know, maybe the Pacific Northwest or Denver, some of the California breweries. Do you think there is a market here? Do people here appreciate, you know, a really hoppy beer or a really heavy porter, something aged in bourbon barrels, things like that? Is there, you know, are there beer drinkers here in Arizona to support breweries that make some more adventurous stuff?
I think definitely more and more. But you got to remember, this is a warm climate. So in general, a lighter beer is going to be more appealing, mostly in the middle of the summer. If you're a brewery that's just going to come out with some really strong beers that's going to appeal to the beer aficionado, you're probably going to have a hard time breaking into the all-around market. Because in the summer, I mean, even you talk to any brewer, they're not going to drink just the most crazy beer out there. They're also going to want to drink a lighter beer and have something that's more appealing. And that's why a beer like Sunbrew or something like that is an appealing beer, because it does cater to our climate.
So, Ed, based on that, does it make sense that our governor's name is Brewer?
I guess, yeah, it does make sense, mostly today.
So. I'm not sure what kind of beer she likes, so. And now we've moved to the warehouse floor.
Oh, my bready smell
wow.
Of beer.
That smells amazing.
Yeah, that smell is incredible. You describe that smell, Ed?
You're smelling the malted barley, which smells like bread.
That's what the first initial impression is, and it's the sweet wort. It's like a sweet tea.
So it's like a nutty, thick bread kind of.
Yeah.
Bread. Yeah, Steve's not a beer guy, but he loves bread, I can tell you that. So can you describe what we're looking at right now?
These are the fermentation tanks where they're going to ferment the beer and finish it. But these are probably the conditioning tanks, I assume, here, where the finished beer is going to be served from. The smaller tanks in the background, that's the brew house. That's where the beer is made.
Yeah, there's a few dozen giant tanks in here. There's, I don't know if they're empty kegs or if they're full kegs. I might have to go tap one and find out just to be sure.
Ed Sipos' new book is called Brewing Arizona.